Open with me your Bibles to Genesis chapter 12. But before that, this is a new and living way. Walk in it. It's a new and living way God has planned. It's a new and living way. I am walking day by day. I am guided and led by His right hand. It's a new and living way, walk in it. It's a new and living way God has made. It's a new and living way I am walking day by day. I am guided and led by His right. So this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. The joy of the Lord has been gone. This is the week that the Lord has made.
I will rejoice.
I will rejoice and be glad in it. Before you sit down, say, no man shall be able to stand against me all the days of my life. My life is hidden with God in Christ Jesus. I am more than a conqueror. In the name of Jesus. Come on, give me a good clap offering while you sit down. Genesis chapter 12. Sorry, I just heard it as you are going down. Say, Jesus, now you be our God.
Hey, Jesus, now you be our God. All other gods, now so, yeah, yeah. Every other God, now so, yeah, yeah.
Come ahead, man.
Jesus, now you be our God.
Jesus, now you be our God. Jesus, now you be our God. All other gods, now so, yeah, yeah. Every other God, now so, yeah, yeah.
One more time.
Jesus, now you be our God.
Jesus, now you be our God.
La, 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 la.
Jesus, now you be our God.
Hey.
All other gods, now so, yeah, yeah. Every other God, now so, yeah, yeah.
Your baby.
Hallelujah.
Praise God, you may be seated. Genesis chapter 12. Now, maybe I should read a bit of 11 and I'll jump to 12. Go to verse 1 of 11. Now the whole earth had one language and one speech. And it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. Then they said to one another, come, let us make bricks and bake them thoroughly. They had bricks for stone and they had asphalt for mortar. And they said, come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower whose top is in the heavens. Let us make a name for ourselves, and lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the earth. But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. Uh, I think that's okay for that. Praise God. 10. This is the genealogy of Shem. Shem was 100 years old, begat Arphaxad 2 years after the flood. After he begot Arphaxad, Shem lived 500 years and begot sons and daughters. Arphaxad lived 35 years and begot Salah. After he begot Salah, Arphaxad lived 403 years and begot sons and daughters. Salah lived 30 years and begot Eber. After he begot Eber, Salah lived 403 years and begot sons and daughters. Eber lived 34 years and begot Peleg. And after he begot Peleg, Eber lived 430 years and begot sons and daughters. So on and on. Then Shirog, 22, lived 30 years and begot Nahor. And after he begot Nahor, Shirog lived 200 years and begot sons and daughters. Nahor lived 29 years and begot Terah. After he begot Terah, Nahor lived 119 years and begot sons and daughters. Now Terah lived 70 years and begot Abraham, Nahor, and Haran. And this is the genealogy of Terah. Terah begot Abraham, Nahor, and Haran. Haran begot Lot. And Haran died before his father Terah in his native land in Ur of Chaldeans. Then Abraham and now took wives, and the name of Abraham's wife was Sarai, and the name of Nahor's wife, Milcah, the daughter of Haran, the father of Milcah, and the father of Iscah. But Sarai was barren. She had no child. And Terah took his son Abraham and his grandson Lot, the son of Haran, and his daughter-in-law Sarai, his son Abraham's wife, and they went out with them from Ur of the Chaldeans to go to the land of Canaan, and they came to Haran and dwelt there. So the days of Terah were 205 years. And Terah died in Haran. Now, the Lord has said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family, from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a generation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken to him. And Lot went with him. And Abraham was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. But you see, he took Sarai his wife, Lot his brother's son, and all their possessions that they had gathered, and the people whom they had acquired in Haran, and they departed to go to the land of Canaan. So they came to the land of Canaan. I'll leave it there. Praise the Lord. Amen. I got into this on Thursday, and I realized there's something I have to take a little time to preach on Sunday. Chapter 12 opens with, now the Lord has said. You know, there's a way the Bible reports is on English sometimes. You wonder. Some guy was telling me that, we write books. And he said, some of our editors, after we've finished, we send it to people to proofread and correct some things. Then this guy said, Pastor, it's a matter of style. He said, because some of our editors edit even the Bible English for us. But you see, the Bible English is what we quote. I will tell you what version. For example, the people is one. That's not grammatically correct. Not that I'm fast with English, I'm sure you know that. But I'm able to express myself. Thank God for that. The people is one. And their language is one. So when our editors will read or our proofreaders will read, they say the people, they'll change that is are. But you see, it's quote, we are quoting. So we can't edit a quote.
So there's a way the Bible reports sometimes that you wonder, but it's the Bible, that's it. And it still works, and works very well. Praise the Lord. I say, praise Jesus. Hallelujah. So here the Bible says, God had said to Abraham. That means there had been a dialogue behind us. Well, maybe I'm wrong, but that's my understanding. Oh, what's your own version of the Bible? What's it saying? Come on, help me, educate me, please. Come on, quickly, quickly, quickly. As I had said, so there had been a dialogue somewhere. Now, what that tells me is that somebody is hearing God clearly. What that tells me is that for me to get to the next level of my life, I need to hear him. Please. I'm not talking of hearing him because everybody is hearing something. No. I need to hear him and interpret him for myself and my future. It's got nothing to do with impressing anybody. What do you mean? Everybody is like this. Can you hear God? I'm still going to deal on this a bit. Because some think they hear God, they hear their own, they hear they are lost. And you cannot even talk to them because they become unteachable.